For those of you who are sick and tired of junk email messages or spam, there's a guerrilla band of cyber warriors fighting on your behalf. This shadowy group, no one seems to know who they are, manages a blacklist of internet addresses that they've identified as the prime sources of spam. But the blacklist also goes further. In a controversial tactic, it deliberately targets innocent businesses or people whose only crime is using the same internet service provider as the spammers. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Armin Sarian, the sales manager for a small online computer store in northern Ohio, never intended to get caught in the crossfire between spam and its enemies.
We mind our own business, don't do any spamming or anything.
But a few weeks ago, Sarian and his fellow salesman at Euclid Computers noticed something odd. Some of the emails they tried to send to customers were bouncing back at them with peculiar messages attached. The messages said email from Euclid Computers was being rejected from particular mail servers because its internet address was on a blacklist, a list put together by the Spam Prevention Early Warning System, or SPEWS. Sarian figured it was a mistake. He looked up the SPEWS website, hoping to contact the people running it. That didn't help much.
It says that it's some address in Irkutsk region, it's in somewhere in Russia. No phone number as usual, nothing, only email, but I tried to send her a few emails and never received any reply or anything.
The website directed Sarian to an internet discussion group devoted to spam prevention. But when Sarian asked the people there how he could get, as he put it, unspewed, they told him, "You can't. Your problem," they told him, "is your internet service provider, a company called Verio. Verio is taking business from spammers, acting as the gateway to the internet for millions of unwanted emails. You are paying the price," they said, "and that's on purpose. We want you to pressure Verio to get rid of spammers. If they don't, take your business elsewhere." Verio does, in fact, have rules that prohibit their customers from sending out spam. A Verio spokesperson acknowledged that some customers have violated those policies, but now she says Verio is cracking down harder on spammers. Spam consultant Chris Lewis says SPEWS works because enough people who manage big computer systems on the internet trust it and refuse to accept email from any addresses on that list.
SPEWS itself doesn't block anything. SPEWS publishes a list of where we see stuff coming from.
Lewis's job is blocking spam from the 50,000 or so email inboxes at a big multinational company. He can keep track of which addresses on the internet are sending lots of junk email his way. He says he's never known the SPEWS list to be wrong. Take the case of Armin Sarian's computer store. Verio has assigned it an internet address, ending with the number 52. Lewis's records show no recent email from number 52.
But at 56, 57, 58, and 59, we have someone who sent us about 250 spams over the last week.
So that's why this whole block of addresses, a whole neighborhood of the internet managed by Verio, is on the SPEWS blacklist. Alexis Rosen, president of one of the oldest internet service providers, a company in New York called Panix, is a little bit sympathetic to the plight of people like Armin Sarian, but not much. The plague of spam is killing the internet, he says. The way Rosen sees it, people should stay away from companies that do business with the enemy.
You associate with people who are a locus of danger and misfortune. Don't expect not to be exposed to that. They're bad people. Don't support them.
Some internet providers who've been targeted by SPEWS say the group's tactics are effective. Rackspace, a provider in San Antonio, kicked several customers off its networks recently after SPEWS fingered the company as a major source of spam. Within a few days, Rackspace addresses disappeared from the SPEWS blacklist. Some free speech advocates, though, say success doesn't justify a strategy of holding hostage the communications of innocent people. The Independent Electronic Frontier Foundation, for instance, says any attempt to block legitimate email is intolerable. Employing sweeping blacklists in the fight against spam, says one EFF official, is like killing the spirit of the internet in order to save it. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
Turns out the internet is appreciated by users and non-users alike. A survey by the Pew Internet and American Life Project found 64% of non-users expect to be able to find information in at least one of four categories: healthcare, government, news, and shopping. And if you don't use the internet, how do you know what it offers? Past research shows many non-users at some point had access to the information superhighway or live in households where someone else can log them on.